This is a guided visualization practice entitled Compassionate Friend. And during this guided practice, we'll be using our imagination to imagine a visitor, a kind and compassionate visitor. In daily life, we oftentimes imagine difficult things and challenging things. And it's useful to remember that we can also use our imagination to heal, to create well-being. And you can do this practice with eyes closed, in a relaxed position, or if you prefer to draw, you could always draw while you listen. So let's begin by imagining that we are in a safe and peaceful place. You might imagine that you are in a cozy spot in your home, or walking in the woods, or by the beach. You could also imagine that you're in an imaginary place, like floating on clouds. Anywhere that you feel reasonably comfortable and peaceful. Perhaps you'd like to imagine what you might see, smell, hear, and sense in this place. Especially noticing how you feel. Soon we will imagine that a kind and compassionate friend comes to visit you. This might be a real person, like a grandparent, or this could be someone you have read about in a book. It might be an imaginary person or even a warm light. See if you can bring a spirit of curiosity to this imagining. Let yourself picture this kind and compassionate person or being now. You can imagine what your compassionate friend looks like, and also how it feels to be in the presence of this compassionate friend. You can either leave your peaceful place to meet your compassionate friend, or you can invite them into your comfortable place. You are welcome to invite them in or go out to meet them now. This person or being is very kind and cares deeply about you. They already know all about the good things and any difficulties that you might have in your life. They care about your feelings. Notice how it feels to be in the presence of your compassionate friend. There may be something that your compassionate friend would like to say to you. Perhaps you'd like to imagine that your compassionate friend is speaking to you now. If no words come, you can just enjoy your compassionate friend's good company. And perhaps there is something that you would like to say to your compassionate friend. They are a very good listener. You are welcome to imagine telling your compassionate friend anything that you would like to share with them. You can also imagine that your compassionate friend has a gift for you. It could be an object. If your compassionate friend has a gift for you, you can imagine that they take it out of their pocket and put it into your outstretched hand. If your compassionate friend gave you a gift, notice what the gift is. Maybe it's a gift that doesn't have any physical form. Soon your compassionate friend will be leaving. Take some time to enjoy their good company before they leave. As your compassionate friend leaves, you can realize that your friend is actually a part of you. It is your imagination that brought your friend to you today, and you can remember this friend at any time. This compassionate being is always available to you because it is a part of you. Our peaceful place is also something that we have imagined in this moment. Anytime you would like to visit your peaceful place, you can bring this memory to mind. I will release this guided practice and bring our awareness back to a sense of the body in the room. Maybe wiggling your toes a bit or listening to sounds. Taking a moment to notice how you're feeling, knowing that any emotion is welcome in this moment. And if your eyes were closed, slowly opening your eyes.